In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. There are two kinds of fear involved here in this event that we had just heard of from the Gospel according to St. Mark. The first kind of fear was the fear that kept all of the disciples, including all of the apostles but one, St. John, the youngest of the apostles, all had fled and dispersed. All of the disciples had fled and were in hiding out of fear of death. Christ came into the world, took on our flesh, took up our perfect humanity in himself in order to destroy the fear of death. And here, after the crucifixion, the fear of death keeps all of his followers except for these few, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, who sat on the council of the Sanhedrin. Joseph was a prominent member of the community, but he went boldly in and claimed the body of Jesus, boldly, without fear of the authorities. He and Nicodemus and the three holy myrrh bearers. While virtually everyone else was in hiding, they had no fear of the authorities. They were not afraid of death. Their love of Christ went beyond fear. It's like a glimmer of the resurrection already, that they would rise with the sun and go out of concern to care for the body of Christ. It was him, his body, that they were primarily concerned with. Even before they thought about how are we going to deal with the stone, they arose and they went because his body was what they were primarily concerned with. And because of that fact, they who went to care for and minister to his body were the ones who saw, first of all, that he had arisen. They were the ones who later saw the body of the risen Christ, the one who had trampled down death on the cross, the one who was fully God and at the same time fully a member of our human race, who had trampled down death and arisen from the dead, the crucified and risen Christ. Because of the fact that they had not had the fear that all of the rest of them had had, they saw the resurrection. First of all, the holy myrrh bearers. There is a priest in England by the name of Father Andrew who says that we can think of ourselves, all of us, as myrrh bearers because we arise beginning of each week and we come out of concern to care for the body of Christ, to care for the church. The church is the body of Christ. Christ came into the world in order to unite all of us to the Father through himself. And that's what he did. He destroyed the power of death, and those who have no fear of death, because he has come, are united to him and become part of his body, part of the life of the crucified and risen Christ. The myrrh bearers went to the tomb, planning on ministering to the body of Christ, and found that they had become united to that body because of their love. Their love for Christ united them to the body of the crucified and risen Christ, in whom death is no more. The myrrh bearers are the ancestors of the martyrs who had no fear of death, who loved Christ more than anything that they could fear in this world. The myrrh bearers were the first ones to have that desire for Christ greater than any fear of death. It has become the hallmark of every true Christian. this new life that Christ has given us is not compatible with the life of the world. The life of the world is founded on a fear of death. It justifies everything that it does out of a fear of death. And for a Christian, death has no fear, because the life that we share with God through his incarnate Son has destroyed the necessity for us to go in fear of death. If we fear death more than anything else, how can we follow his teaching? How could we follow the Beatitudes? How could we love our neighbor as ourselves without having lost the fear of death? We rise and we come to take care of the body of Christ, the church. All of us are myrrh bearers in different ways. Some of us come and we read. All of us come and we hear. And hearing certainly is no passive thing to do. The kind of hearing that is required when it comes to what we hear in the divine liturgy, and what we hear when we listen to the letters of St. Paul and the other apostles, and when we listen to the gospel, is not a passive hearing. It is an active hearing. It is effort. It is spiritual effort and work to truly hear the message of the gospels and the words of St. Paul. It is a work that we arise and go to do for the sake of the body of Christ, just like the myrrh bearers went for the sake of the body of Christ, to keep the body of Christ whole in our hearts and to keep ourselves whole along with all of the others as members of the body of Christ. In order for that to happen, we have to come and actively minister to the body of Christ, do things for all of the others, for the church, and for ourselves by doing it for all of the others. That is how we minister to the body of Christ. Some of us sing. Some of us do all of the necessary preparations that make it possible for the divine liturgy to be done in this place, in the atmosphere of the kingdom that Christ has opened to us by opening his life to us. All of the preparations, the making of all of the furnishing of the church that we see around us, the making of the prosphora, the bread that is going to become the body of Christ for us to receive. We come to receive the body of Christ. We come to do all that is necessary in order for us to be able to receive the body of Christ. And that is how we are myrrh bearers in a real sense. In preparation, we do all of the cleaning that is necessary. We bring food to share with the other members of the body of Christ after the divine liturgy. All of these things require a love for the body of Christ, like the love for the body of Christ that the myrrh bearers had. And what does that have to do with a lack of the fear of death? What practical use in terms of the world that fears death are the things that we come here and do? They are of no practical use. Those fools who come and think that by coming to the divine liturgy and doing the things that they do, they are building themselves up, are simply fools. They are not among the myrrh bearers. They are probably ridden themselves by the fear of death. We live in a time when there is no outward danger. There is only the inward danger that threatens us. It is again a matter of whether or not we fear death, or whether we have the other kind of awe-stricken fear that the myrrh bearers leave with after having come to the tomb and having seen the winding cloths laying there empty, and having been told by an angel of God, a messenger, a non-material spiritual being that has been sent by God, one of those beings who always tells those that they come to, fear not, don't be afraid. And this is a fear of a different kind. It is a fear of the holy. It is a fear not that we won't be able to be secure or that we might die because of our vulnerability in a world that is threatened on all sides by practical concerns. This is a fear of the holy, a fear of that which is beyond us, a being that is not like us, that is immaterial, as God the Father is immaterial, comes and tells them, he is not here, he is arisen. And they go in a different kind of fear, a fear that is a fear filled with the wonder and the love of all of that that is beyond this world and yet has done all of these things in order that we might have a life that takes us beyond fear of this world and gives us a fear of God that inspires us with a new kind of courage. With this kind of fear of God, there is nothing in the world that is frightening to us, because we know the ultimate source of creation cares for us, has sent his Son to become one of us, has destroyed the power of death over us, and has united us to him, the one who is fully God and yet fully a human being like ourselves, has made us a part of his body by laying down his life, dying in the body, shedding his blood, and uniting ourselves to him. And so we will come and care for the body of Christ, this new body of Christ that includes all of us. That's what the church is. We come here to this place of our resurrection because we come here to be and to celebrate being members of the body of Christ, part of the body of the crucified and risen Son of God. And we receive him. We learn by our care and love for the body of Christ of the resurrection. We learn that now we have a life that is eternal. And we need no longer fear the world outside of the body of Christ. Christ is risen.
Amen.